from the research I have done and the number of community welfare officers I have spoken to for this story, their greatest concern, I mean, it's not about their own jobs, because obviously from the story they're going to be seconded into the Department of Social Protection and they will become civil servants as opposed to working for the HSE, which they do at the moment. But what they're saying is eventually, by the time they move on the 1st of January, then after 9 months there will be a review of the service. And their main concern is that all these outreach posts, apart from the 18, will start to disappear, places like Tory, Duhery, some of the more remote places where they argue that it's the people who are most in need who can't really afford to travel to the main towns.
And effectively the way it's operated is they've gone to the local health centre or they've gone to a local community office and they've spent perhaps a morning, perhaps 2 hours a week there.
That's right. And I mean, the point one of them made, which I think is a very valid point, is they actually know the people. They know their circumstances. They've maybe visited their houses and they know the genuine cases from possibly people maybe not so genuine. And, you know, they know the people who are genuinely in need. Whereas if they have to go into a bigger office where they may see other people, the service delivery won't be as good.
So they're saying money may be saved in terms of administration, but ultimately the wrong decisions could be made.
Well, this is it. And they're fearful for their clients and they care about their clients. But in saying that, the HSE did respond to queries I made. And they have said, you know, that the function of the community welfare service will continue. And, you know, they will continue to look after the most vulnerable.